Welcome to Church Grip, Episode 4. Today we'll be talking about Jan's Vista lighting consoles. My name is Rick Russell and I'm a tech director at a local church. Church Grip is a 10-minute or less podcast about media and technology for the local church. Recently on social media and on other podcasts, I've been hearing a lot about lighting consoles and specifically the Jan's Vista console. I've been using Jan's Vista consoles at Sugar Creek now for about 2.5 years, and I thought I'd share a little bit about what my likes are, as well as some of the challenges we've come across with the Jan's products. Let me start out by saying that I'm fairly new to lighting, only been doing lighting about 3 years since I've been a technical director. When I started programming lighting, I learned on an Avalite Pearl console. The Avalite console is great for on-the-fly lighting, setting up looks very quickly, programming some preset moves, and then using handles on the console to drive the entire lighting show from a live performance perspective. After our first few months of programming this way, I learned very quickly that I wasn't getting the polish I was looking for our worship services. It was difficult to keep our graphic colors and stage colors in sync, and we tended to have a lot of mistakes in the lighting cues that were distracting to the audience and to the worship team on stage. So I started looking to more of a cue-to-cue style of programming for our light cues. The Avalite has a mode that they call theatrical mode, but I found that it was very cumbersome to work with, and I knew there just had to be a better way to handle lighting going forward. So I started doing a lot of research into the different consoles, the Hogs, the Grand MAs, the Jan's Vistas, the Martin consoles, and as I started digging in and seeing what was out there in the market, I just kept coming back to the Jan's. We were looking for something that would not only be easy for staff to program, but for volunteers to get the hang of. Some of the paradigms in lighting are things such as fixture numbers or fixture lists. And when you look at a Jan's console, it's just very visual. The lights are there in front of you, however you decide to arrange them. And it makes it to where you just click on the light and turn it on, rather than knowing that the center solo spot is light number 52 and you type in 52 at 100. While you still can program by fixture number, you have the nice visual interface as well for those that are learning lighting and may not know your lighting rig as well as others do. Jan's also provides a timeline for editing your clips and steps in your light show. This will be very familiar to anyone who's ever done any sort of video editing. This timeline looks like a Final Cut timeline where they split out intensity, position, color, gobos, all into timeline items that you can just drag around and move and put exactly in the timeline where you need that particular event to occur. If you need to shorten up a particular move, you just grab the end of that move and shorten it up just as you would a video clip in a video timeline. This makes it incredibly handy for fine-tuning of more detailed shows, but what I really find it useful for is on a weekly basis, just going in and finding those little steps that just are not quite correct that you might just bypass on a normal console, but you can really dig into the detail and go, I really just want this to be a little bit cleaner, and you can find that one little mistake or that little piece of the show that's just not quite right on that particular move and find the error and clean it right up. Another great feature of the timeline is the ability to import audio tracks and then program lighting directly to those audio tracks. We had a few instances where we've done dance with tracked music and we were able to program the lights to really follow well with that track. Things such as heartbeats in the music and being able to pulse the lights right along with that particular track and know that that's going to sync up has been a real advantage for us. Another thing that drew me to the Jan's consoles was the full range of products that they offer. Jan's systems can be as small as a PC or a Mac running software with a USB output to DMX, all the way up to a full-fledged production ready console such as the T2 or the T4. No matter what you choose in the Jan's product line, the software interface is always the same. Jans, at the time, was the only manufacturer that seemed to have a product that worked in the smaller spaces such as our children's worship, as well as had a product that would work really well in our worship center, and know that the software interface and the functionality would be consistent across those rooms. So when we're training volunteers, if they've worked in the children's space and they came to the worship center, the programming would be exactly the same. They just have the capability of running more lights and more fixtures. While I don't want to get into a debate over Mac versus PC, we are almost exclusively Mac in our tech booths, and it was nice that we had the opportunity for those venues where we decided to use Jans on a PC or a Mac, we were able to keep with the Macs that we know and know how to support. Let me talk a little bit about how Jans sells their products. The T-Series consoles are a fixed price, basically sold like most other consoles out there. There are some options that you can put on those consoles, but they're basically sold based on a price. On the computer-based versions of the Jans consoles, there are two things that you can purchase. Number one, the hardware surfaces. Jans offers a few different surfaces, the M1, the S1, the S3. These surfaces just provide USB-based handles that allow you to control the software, giving you your edit wheels and your programming faders and the likes. The Jans software is available for download from the site. The software by itself can be used for programming, setting up your shows, learning how to patch, just getting to know the software. To enable consistent DMX output, it requires a dongle. And Jans does their pricing based on how many channels you would like for those dongles. This is a really nice feature. If you're in a small facility where you may only need 128 channels of DMX, you can buy a very inexpensive dongle that enables 128 channels of DMX output, or then you can buy them in increments all the way up to 3 or 4 universes worth of DMX channels, making it really affordable for you to start with the software and then grow as your needs grow as you acquire more lighting. The reliability of both the consoles and the computer-based versions of the consoles have been really good for us. We have seen a few more issues with the computer-based solution than I have over our T2 console, but overall, very reliable. Jans hardware all connects to the computer via USB. If you have more than one control surface, such as an S1 or an S3, you can take those consoles and connect them to the same computer and double your handles and edit controls that you would normally have for your larger shows. This has been really handy for us as when we go to our youth camp, we take both of our S1 control surfaces, doubling our handles, giving us a lot more flexibility. Being that it's the same software across the board, I have the Jans software loaded on my laptop. I download the show off of USB onto my Mac, and I can edit the show whether I'm in the worship center or at home. I do a surprising amount of programming offline. We have also really liked being able to use desktop sharing or VNC with the consoles to do remote control and remote focus. Our lighting console doesn't sit perfectly centered in the room, so I use my iPad a lot to go to the center of the room and actually focus lights and get my preset focus position set. It's a very flexible feature of the console. We've had really good luck with Jans from a support perspective, as well as supporting different types of fixtures. We have a couple of really strange fixtures, and just calling Jans and sending them a little bit of information, as well as faxing some pages of the manuals, they were able to build the fixture profiles for us so we could support the hardware that we had in place. While we've really loved working with the Jans consoles, we have found that software features have been slow to arrive. We've been waiting for version 2.0 of the software for almost 2 years, and we just keep hearing that it's around the corner, but it seems to be taking quite a while for it to come out. I do understand that it's pretty much a complete overhaul of the software, and I'm glad they're taking their time to make sure that it's production ready, but certainly would like to see some features come a little bit faster. We have also found that while the console has MIDI ports and some other input and output ports that some of these are not functional yet and no software has been written to support them. I would really love to see Jans add MIDI support so that we could link the console with software like Pro Video Player or QLab to do some further automation and control of our productions. This has been a real brief overview of the Jans hardware and software platforms. In the future, I'll dig into a little more detail of the system and what we really like about it. Thanks for joining me today on Church Grip. You can find Church Grip on the web at churchgrip.com. Church Grip is also now a part of the Tech Arts Network. You can find more great production, church production related podcasts at techartsnetwork.com. Check out some of the shows over there. Please leave any comments you have at either website. You can also find us on Twitter at @churchgrip. Thanks again and have a great week.